What do one of the world's top food cities, a nationally celebrated zoo and science museum, and a Condé Nast Traveler Top 10 Best Big City in the Country have in common? Yes, it's Columbus. This isn't just a stop on the map. It's where award-winning flavors, unforgettable family moments, and big city buzz come together. Let's be honest, Columbus is turning heads. For top-of-the-line discoveries in your own backyard, visit experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bird Show.
In a case like this, this is super, super stressful here because she feels like her boyfriend's dead. It's starting to get real creepy with her on Instagram and she's not exactly sure how to handle it.
Hey, everyone. What should I do here? I recently met my boyfriend's parents and things seemed to go well. However, a few days later, I received a notification that his dad had followed me on Instagram. Now, here's where it gets a bit uncomfortable. His dad's Instagram account is brand new, with no followers and no post. He's only following me and three other people, including my boyfriend. At first, I thought it was a bit odd, but I didn't think too much of it. That was until I started getting notifications that he was liking a bunch of my posts. When I checked the pictures he was liking, I noticed they were all shots of me in the bathing suits or more on the sexy side.
Mm.
To make matters worse, he even scrolled back a few years and liked a picture of me in a very revealing angel costume from a Halloween party. He went so far as to comment with the emoji that has hearts for eyes. Now, I don't know if I should tell my boyfriend about this or not. I don't want to create any weirdness, but I'm also kind of uncomfortable with his dad now. I also thought about blocking his dad, but thought that may cause some weird tension. What do you think?
Ooh. So if this happened to me, if I was dating a guy and his boyfriend followed me and I was starting to get a weird ick by it, I would want him off my page as soon as possible. So what you can actually do on Instagram, instead of making a big stink about it and, you know, blocking him or whatever, you can actually remove him as a follower. So if you remove him as a follower and then he adds you right back, then you know he's like going after your page and looking for stuff. And then you can block him. But if this is all harmless, if you just remove him as a follower, then you get rid of the problem and hopefully it wasn't for nefarious reasons that he was following you.
So then if dad realizes that's happening, now you got another problem, right? Because then he goes to son, or does he not even bring that up?
He can't take that to his son.
Yeah, no. What is he going to do? Your girlfriend removed me because I was leaving heart eyes on her bikini pics? That's an awkward
comment. Can he like passive aggressively like green light it and go, this was innocent enough. I was going ahead. I was liking everything. What's wrong with your girl?
Well, then you can take Abby's tactic, but scale it back a little bit. You can restrict comments so people can still comment, but it won't show up unless you approve it. So at least then like you've got rid of the ick a little bit and he can't leave those comments, but he can still like pics.
Well, being that she said he's liking the ones that are more on the sexy side, that part, I don't think I would be able to hold that. I'm probably telling my boyfriend the truth. I don't know if I would try to go into it like I'm trying to out his dad or anything like that, but I would just let him know exactly what's going on and be honest about it and let him kind of take it from there.
That's what I was going back and forth in my head as to whether or not I would discuss this with my boyfriend. It's your boyfriend's dad. Like, if you're going to see anything long-term with him, you need to have this discussion with your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to come at it so, like, pointedly, but, hey, I don't know him well, but this is making me uncomfortable. So, your dad's been liking certain pictures of mine and then leaving these comments. I think that's a conversation he has to have with his dad. And I keep going back and forth. I'm like, is this something she needs to address with the dad, or is this something the boyfriend needs to address the dad, or do you address it with your boyfriend and then you tackle it with the dad?
No, I would address it with the boyfriend because that would be way too uncomfortable of a conversation. And it's going to put you in a weird position too if this guy is a total creep.
Yeah.
I bring it to the boyfriend, have the boyfriend have the conversation, and then go from there.
Wait, nah, let's take it next level and be totally passive. Start responding to your dad's comments, if he leaves the heart eye pic emoji and say, oh my God, your son also loves this picture. It's his favorite.
Oh, damn.
And that's how Cassie fights fire with fire.
Yep. Queen of passive.
Calm out.
All right, Mo, let's talk about your grandmother here real quick.
Well, I don't know exactly how to explain this, so I'll just say what it is. My friends, for a while, were under the impression that my grandmother sent me a text that was sexual in nature. Not toward me, but protecting me, if you will.
So it wasn't a GILF text.
No.
I'm trying
to clarify here. Yes, no, like my grandmother wasn't hitting on me.
Got you.
Right? Okay.
But it was like a,
Was it rated R?
There you go. Like an X-rated text to you?
Somewhat. Depending on how you read it. But the way she sent it, it even gave me like pause for a second. Like, there's no way that my grandmother meant to send me this. And it took a while for me to explain it because of some of the things surrounding the circumstances of how it happened.
So was it an accident? Was it meant for you?
Oh, nah, she meant every word of it.
Okay.
She meant the entire text. To me. And when you hear it, you'll understand both sides of it, actually. How it could have came from her. But at the same time, how my friends read it and thought, what the hell is going on here?
I'm intrigued. So if your friends would have read this text and not knowing it was from your grandmother, it would have been received differently?
No, it still would have been sexual in nature.
Okay.
Like completely, but it just makes it ironic that it came from my grandmother.
Again, clarifying, sexual in nature, but not sexual towards you.
Right. Okay. Exactly.
Oh. Got it.
So here's how it happened.
We're all here.
Buckle
this is
in.
The way he went down. And I know my grandmother's listening thinking the same thing because she doesn't even know yet. But as life would have it, because life has the greatest sense of humor, the universe is hilarious. My grandmother had to get a new phone number in recent times for whatever reason because she wanted to change up all of her numbers. And so I didn't save the new number in my phone yet because it just happened, right? So it appears as if it's popping up from a random number on my computer. So me and like two of my friends are all gathered around my laptop because they're watching a video that I'm creating behind the scenes to promote my album that's coming out at the end of the month. So I wanted them to look at some things and help me move some things around. So if you have a MacBook, you know that if you have your settings set up to where you get notifications, your text messages all pop up on your computer and you can see them very clearly. So we're all watching it at first, nothing to see there, all normal. And then I go into the other room to get something and I hear like, it's kind of like laughter. And at the same time, like, ooh, what is Mo doing and what's that about? Like that kind of thing going on.
And again, it doesn't say grandma.
No, it doesn't say grandma.
Because you haven't saved the new number. It's just a random number that pops up.
So now it really looks like it's like something. I have some explaining to do, basically, when I get back to this computer.
Thank God it wasn't your girl that was looking at your computer.
Yeah, that's a part of it, too, because she wasn't looking at the screen, but she was there. And I think that's why it was such like, do we say anything? Do we not? Who is this from? What's going on? Like, this entire moment is happening with my friends and I have no idea. So as I walk into the room, I can, you know how you just can feel that everybody was just talking about you soon as you walk in?
Yeah, and everybody gets real quiet and they're looking at you like they think it's innocent, but you can totally tell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So my lady's on one side of the room, my two friends on the other side of the room, and I walk in and it's clear that my two friends are like looking at me like almost like children with this like giggly look.
Mischievous.
Uh-huh. So I'm like, what? What happened? And I'm like, y'all don't like the video? Something happened to the video? And they're like, oh, no, it wasn't the video. So I'm like, well, what is it? So they're like, nothing. Just check your text. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I got a text message. And I know that now. And then now they said it loud enough to where my lady's now listening, right? Now she's concerned. So I'm like, who could this possibly be? So I look at the text. And at first I go, I try to see whose number it is. So I'm like, I don't know that number. And then it hits me because I scrolled up, not the text that they saw, but I scrolled up to see the beginning of the thread. And it was like, good morning, my love. This is your grandmother. This is her new number. So I was like, oh, nah, this is my grandmother. Not realizing that I had just made the situation 1,000 times worse because of what they read, but I still don't know what they read. So I'm like, now I'm feeling like a little better. I'm relieved. I'm like, oh, nah, it's my, y'all tripping. This is my grandmother. Like, this isn't, And they was like, well, your grandmother is trying to make sure that you you good in your personal life. So obviously now my lady moves her laptop. She gets up. She walks over to the computer. What exactly did your grandmother say?
I bet.
So I'm like, what could this possibly be that would cause this level of confusion? So I read the text, and it's one of those texts it's a long text. So it came in two parts. And the second part is the only part that I guess they saw. They didn't pay attention to the first part. So the text reads, make sure your rubber is not too tight. We don't want to cut off your circulation.
What? What? From your grandmother?
From my grandmother, right? So I'm even confused. Like,
first of all, rubber is such a grandmotherly way to say condom these right. days.
No, it is not. My grandmother never would have said it. She would have said prophylactic.
Nobody uses the word rubber anymore.
And nobody does.
So I'm like, in all my years of living, my grandmother has never texted me about something like this. So why would she choose today? So I'm like, nah, there has to be some kind of explanation. So I scroll up now to see what the full text is. And it says, good morning, my love. I have an experiment I want you to try for the next 30 days. Wear a rubber band on your wrist. And every time you start to overthink something or find yourself slipping into the past, give the rubber band a tug so it snaps you back into the present moment.
I love
it's
that.
Supposed to help with your overthinking.
Yes. And again, the message that everybody heard on the second.
Make sure the rubber is not too tight. We don't want to cut off your circulation.
That was like her sweet little afterthought.
Yes.
She sent the original text and then grandma, oh, I don't want him to cut off his circulation. I need to tell him to make sure the rubber's not too tight.
Exactly. That. Beautiful.
In other words, she also saw the gray sweatpants picture.
Hey, The Bird Show.
What do one of the world's top food cities, a nationally celebrated zoo and science museum, and a Condé Nast Traveler Top 10 Best Big City in the Country have in common? Yes, it's Columbus. This isn't just a stop on the map. It's where award-winning flavors, unforgettable family moments, and big city buzz come together. Let's be honest, Columbus is turning heads. For top-of-the-line discoveries in your own backyard, visit experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.